Welcome to Zichru Daf Simani. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and now it's time for our much grander pop quiz. 84 questions and 84 topics covered on 28 blot. And I'm just going to advise people that if you need a little more time to answer the question, just press the pause, because it's more important that you answer the question correctly than get it within the time span. All right, so here we go. Question number one. Where do we learn about the Beis HaMikdash being opened up on the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi? That's on Daf. Chav Ches, good. Number two, where do we learn that one should not disparage a deceased Talmud Chacham? That's on Daf. Yud Tes, good. Where do we learn, number three, that one should not make their tefillah a burden? That's on Daf. Chav Tes, good. Number four, where do we learn out the reason why miracles happen for the early generations? That's on Daf. Chav, good. Number five, where do we learn the importance of having a Mavkan Kavua? That's on Daf. Vav, good. Number six, where do we learn that one should not walk in front of someone davening Shemona Esrei? That's on Daf. Chav Zayin. Number seven, where do we learn the sources of the two brachas in the Duraisa, Birkas HaTorah and Birkas HaMazon? That's on Daf. Chav Aleph. Number eight, where do we learn the Malchokas regarding how much of Shema requires Kavana? That's on Daf. Yud Gimel. Good. Where do we learn that there's a Malchokas regarding whether one needs to be soma gula tefillah by Mariv? That's on Daf. Dalet, good. Number 10, where do we have the sugi of erva? That's on Daf. Chav Dalet, good. Number 11, where do we learn the five different ways the neshama is similar to Kodesh Baruch Hu? That's on Daf. Yud. Number 12, where do we learn about the concept of tashlumim for missed tefillos? That's on Daf. Chav Vav. Number 13, where do we learn the time for Kriya Shema at night? That's on Daf. Beis, good. Number 14, where do we learn out that words of Torah are not Makabal Tuma because they're like Eish? That's on Daf. Chav Beis, good. Number 15, where do we learn that one can learn where there's Reich Ra She Ein Lo Iker? That's on Daf. Chav Hei. Number 16, where do we learn out that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, since the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, resides in the Dalet Amos of Halacha? That's on Daf. Ches. Good. Number 17. Where do we learn that the workers can say Shema up in trees? That's on Daf. Tezayin. Number 18. Where do we learn the five different reasons why Tzitzis was included in Shema? That's on Daf. Yud Beis. Good. Number 19. Where do we learn out the Gimel Mishmaros up in Shemaim have corresponding signals down here on earth? That's on Daf. Gimel. Number 20, where do we learn the Malchukas regarding whether a woman's obligation to bench is Dereish or Derabbanan? That's on Daf. Yud Ches. Good. And number 21, where do we learn out that one needs to remove their tefillin at least four amos away from a bathroom? So that's on Daf. Chav Gimel. Okay, good. That's one lap down. Lap number two. Number 22, where do we learn that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gets angry for a rega every day? That's on Daf. Zion. Good. Number 23, where do we learn out Kriya Shema has to be read at least four amos from Reich Ra Sheyesh Lo Iker? That's on Daf. Chav Hei. Good. Number 24, where do we have the question whether Kriya Shema is a Deraisa or a Derabbanan? That's on Daf. Chaf Olive. Good. Number 25. Where do we learn that one should not go into a ruin? That's on Daf. Gimel. Good. Number 26. Where do we learn considerations regarding gaiva, haughtiness? That's on Daf. Yud Zayin. Good. Number 27. Where do we learn that one should not eat before shacharis? That's on Daf. Vav. Good. Number 28. Where do we learn that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's pshat on the order of the parshiyos of Shema? That's on Daf. Yud Dalet. Good. Number 29, where do we learn out that Chazal thought to conclude Parshas Balak and Kriya Shema? That's on Daf. Yud Beis, good. Number 30, where do we learn out that Kohen can eat Truma at Seis? Doesn't have to wait till the next day. That's on Daf. Beis, good. Number 31, where do we learn out Altiv Tachpela Satan? That's on Daf. Yud Tes, good. Number 32, where do we learn about Birkas Kriya Shema? 3 in the morning, 4 in the evening. That's on Daf. Yud Aleph. Good. Number 33. We're doing about Shnai Mikra Ve'echa Targum. That's on Daf. Ches. Good. Number 34. Where do we learn about the tefillos of the Tanaim and the Amorayim? That's on Daf. Yed Zion. Good. Number 35. Where do we learn about Loeg or Rush? Not mocking the dead. That's on Daf. Yud Ches. Good. Number 36. Where do we learn about the Gimel Matanos Tovos that are acquired through Yisurin? That's on Daf. Hey, number 37, where do we learn out the machokas whether one needs to hear himself say Shema? That's on Daf. Tezbav. Number 38, where do we learn out that Takanas Ezra was modeled after Har Sinai? That's on Daf. Chaf. Good. Number 39, where do we learn out the latest time the machokas were in the latest time to eat the carbon Pesach? That's on Daf. Tes. Good. Number 40, where do we learn out whether that a chassan is pachim from kriyashma? That's on Daf. Tez Zion. Good. Number 41. Where do we learn about David Melch's kinor, his harp? That's on Daf. Gimel. And number 42. Where do we learn about interruptions during Hallel? That's on Daf. Yiddalad. Great. All right. That's lap number two. Now we begin lap number three. Here we go. Number 43. Where do we learn about the additional tefillas of Havinenu and tefillas of Derech? That's on Daf. Chavtes, good. Number 44. Where do we learn about Kriyashma Alamita? That's on Daf. Hey, good. Number 45. Where do we learn about that one should make sure to put spaces between the words of Kriyashma Alita and Rebach Ben Advekim? That's on Daf. Tezvav. Good. Number 46. Where do we learn out that we should say all of the Birkas of Torah? That's on Daf. Yud Alef. Good. Number 47, where do we have the question whether the dead are aware of what's happening here in Olam Hazeh? That's on Daf. Yud Ches, great. Number 48, where do we learn about certain tefillahs require timely response? That's on Daf. Ches, good, excellent. Number 49, where do we learn about what a latecomer does when he comes to shul? That's on Daf. Chaf Aleph, good. Number 50. Where do we learn about the earliest time to say Shema, Kriya Shema? That's on, by Shacharis. That's on Daf. Tes. Good. Number 51. Where do we learn about two people saying Shema in the same bed? That's on Daf. Chav Dalet. Good. Number 52. Where do we learn that one should not call Avraham, Avram? That's on Daf. Yud Gimel. Good. Where do we learn, number 53, where do we learn that one cannot free himself from his own prison? Ein chavush mati atzma bibeis asurim. That's on Daf. Hey, good. Number 54, where do we learn that one should never give up hope? That's on Daf. Yud, good. Number 55, where do we learn the reason why women are zochen to Om Haba? That's on Daf. Yud Zion, good. Number 56, where do we have the sugi of tzaddik baralo? That's on Daf. Zion, good. 57. Where do we learn that one should not use a tefillin bag for anything other than tefillin? That's on Daf. Chav Gimel, good. Number 58. Where do we have the six different opinions regarding the earliest time to say Kriya Shema at night? That's on Daf. Beis, good. 59. Where do we learn that Kavod Abrius is not Doche Elosa say? That's on Daf. Yud Tes, good. Number 60. Where do we see that it's important to lengthen the Echad and Shema? You got Arichas Yom Shanim, that's on Daf. Yud Gimel. 61. Where do we learn out that one who says Shema, Ashrei, three times, is Zoch de Om Haba? That's Daf. Dalet. Good. Number 62. Where do we learn out the reason why a Baal Keri immerses is because of Kalas Rosh? That is on Daf. Chabbeis. And number 63, where do we learn the Kosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin? That's on Daf. Vav. All right, so that's the end of lap three. Now we begin the final lap in this much grander pop quiz. 64, here we go. Where do we learn about inappropriate behaviors during tefillah, such as yawning, belching, and so on, doubling out loud, audibly, I should say. That's on Daf. Chav Dalet. Good. Number 65, we're doing about the teachings of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai on their deathbeds. That's on Daf. Chav Ches. Good. 66. Where we have the Malchokas regarding the latest time for Mincha, whether it's before Plug or by Plug or Shkia. That's on Daf. Chav Zion. Good. Number 67. Where do we learn that serving a Rebbe is greater than his than learning from him. That's on Daf Zion. Good. Number 68. Where do you learn about the deposing of Rav Gamliel? That's on Daf Chav Zion. Good. Number 69. Where do the Mochus Beisham Beisil regarding the position one needs to be in, or if they, one needs to be in a position for a Kriya Shema? That's on Daf Yud Aleph. Good. Number 70. Where do we learn that one shouldn't say Kriya Shema opposite an empty chamber pot, a Grav Shel Reyah? That's on Daf Chav Hey. Good. 71. Where do we have the Machlokas? We're in the origin of tefillas, whether Avos Tiknum or connected to meaning Tiknum. That's on Daf Chav Vav. Number 72. Where do we have learned the importance of waiting before davening? Excuse me, washing before davening. That's on Daf Tez Vav. Good. Number 73. Where do we learn why Moshe Rabbeinu said Kechatzos? That's on Daf Dalet. Good. 74. Where do you want to know the question whether a balkir requires tefillah in 40 saw or pouring of 9 kavim, tisha kavim? That's on Daf Chabez. Good. 75. Where do we learn out that the Aseret HaDibros were said before Shema, but then the practice was abolished outside the base of Mikdash? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 76. Where do we learn out that in Eretz Yisrael they had an abbreviated Shema by Mariv? They abbreviated the third Parsha. That's on Daf Yadalad. Good. Number 77. Where do we learn about the importance of being Mesamech HaChasen? That's on Daf Vav. Good. 78. Where do we learn out that Rabbi Gamliel was accepted Tanchumim, comfort, for the loss of Tavi's servant? That's on Daf Tezayin. Good. 79. Where do we learn out that one should relieve himself before going to the, before davening Shemona Esrei, if he can't wait 72 minutes? That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 80. Where do we learn about the value of greeting a melech, even a non-Jewish melech? That's on Daf Tess. Good. 81. Where do we learn out that if one is taking care of the burial of a deceased relative, he's patur from all mitzvahs, even if the mace is not in front of him? That's on Daf Yud Ches. Good. Number 82. Where do we learn that one can't say Kriya Shema if Exerman is within his field of vision? That's on Daf Chavav. Good. Number 83. Where do we learn out that, oh my goodness, what the Yud Ches Brachas of Shemona Esrei correspond to? Amachukas. That's on Daf Chav Ches. Good. And finally, question number 84, the end of this much grander pop quiz. Where do we learn out the reason for the various number of brachas in the tefillos of Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, and Atinas? That's on Daf Chav Tes. Great. All right. So we have now completed the much, much grander pop quiz. Yesh Chayuk for taking this quiz. It's remarkable that you are taking this quiz. I'm amazed. And you should take pleasure that you even attempted such a thing. I'm sure you did exceptionally well. But it's a great chance over the course of the week to practice, take it again and again. And we'll pick it up with even a grander pop quiz next week. Says Rabbi Avram Golder from Zichri, wishing you a great day and great learning.